Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Once again, we get to enjoy the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 375, and it originally aired on April 6th, 1948. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Dinah Shore.
Tonight from Laguna Beach, California, on behalf of the Laguna Beach Youth Fund, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Dinah Shore.
Thank you very much. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob in Laguna, where the sea meets the sky, and they expect MacArthur to land here first, Hope. Telling you that even if you're too young to be affected by the congressional income tax cut, to use Pepsodent regularly without any scolding, and your teeth will never be exempted, and your kissing will always be withholding. Well, here we are at Laguna Beach. This is where the new look originated. During the summer, the men wear their eyes 2 inches longer down here. Couldn't get my tongue into high. This is really an exclusive swimming hole. Any wave coming in without a white cap is stopped offshore and sent down to San Diego. They say Laguna is the Riviera of America. Only trouble here is so many people wear slacks you can't tell a niece from a nephew. But there was good news from Washington last week for a change. John Q. Public finally got his income tax cut. Income tax cut, that's just a sneaky way of saying, let's give them coffee money, Sam. They may remember in November. This sort of thing happens every election year. They reduce taxes so you can afford to buy Dewey buttons. It was a nice gesture, but who needs more money? I've grown to love dandelion greens. And speaking of green stuff, I'm happy that spring is here again, with the sun shining, the flowers blooming, and the birds and pedestrians flying through the trees. California climate is so even you couldn't tell when spring was here if you didn't check the pneumonia cases at the hospital. As usual in California, March came in like a lion, went out wearing galoshes. And spring is the season for romance. I know, today I saw a pilot spelling out, Honest John loves Madman Munt. Even the worst of enemies get filled with love this time of year. I looked in the refrigerator this morning and the butter and the oleo margarine were snuggling. And it's very romantic in Hollywood. Luella and Hedda both reported that C. Aubrey Smith and Dame Mae Whitty are holding tea bags. And Sinatra was spring cleaning out of his house yesterday, but he made a terrible mistake. He got too near the vacuum cleaner and hasn't been heard from since. Of course, spring fever makes everyone so lazy. Just this morning, I saw a squirrel getting nuts for the winter. He was putting pennies into a peanut machine. Everything's so tired. On the way down here, I turned on my car radio, and an orchestra was playing, I'm Looking Under a Four-Leaf Clover. I'll work this way for that. Maybe Petrillo's in the house. And everybody's gardening. Some raise flowers, some raise vegetables. John L. Lewis is raising cane. He planted his eyebrows and up came the miners. And now that it's spring, President Truman put a pot of geranium out on his balcony and he waters it twice a day, waiting for Taft to walk underneath. Ought to be in Paris in the spring. ought to be anywhere these days before the Russians get there. But there'll be no spring in Moscow this year. Joe caught the groundhog reading Winchell. Winchell is giving Stalin one last chance. If Russia doesn't come to terms before his next option, he's going to fly over and drop a 40-ton bottle of Jergens lotion on the Kremlin.
Poor Miriam, poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. Sore sing and smile, had no winning style. So folks, don't be like Miriam, use Irium.
Pepsodent at one by 3-1. Just recently, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, were asked to compare new Pepsodent toothpaste with the brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming majority, by an average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent over any other brand they tried.
Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1.
For its cool, minty flavor that lingers on and on.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
For making the breath so lastingly clean.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
And for cleaning teeth better, giving bright new sparkle to your smile.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
So for new pleasure in brushing your teeth, new pleasure in the results you'll see, try cool, minty, new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium, the 3-1 favorite with families all over America.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Sore sing and smile, has a winning style. So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if singing popularity were votes, I've got the next president here right now. She has a voice so full of magic, she can read the weather report and make it number one on the hit parade. Here she is, America's queen of song, Miss Dinah Shore.
Honey, I've been down, down to Memphis town, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time. I went out a-dancing with a Tennessee dear. A fella there named Handy had a band you should hear. While those people swayed, man, they really played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombones croon. Oh, it sounds just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, it really sets you moaning a song. Here comes that very part, wraps the spell around my heart. Oh, it sets me wild to hear that loving tune again. Those men.
Thank you. That was Dinah Shore singing Memphis Blues, accompanied by Les Brown and his We're in Laguna at Lee Behring's Beach and Tennis Club Orchestra. Dinah, that was swell. You're tops for my money.
Money. That reminds me.
Please don't spoil a beautiful friendship, please. Anyway, you've got your own show with Harry James, haven't you, Dinah?
That's right. And you know, Bob, you remind me quite a bit of Harry.
Really? Do you mean we're both handsome, talented, and attract the pretty girls?
No, Bob, you've both been made famous by a horn.
Not so loud. Petrillo's liable to ask me for dues.
Oh, I do declare. Honey, you're just the funniest man I ever saw in my life.
You're from DeSouth, ain't you, Dinah?
Well, yes, I am, Bob. How in the world can you tell?
That's easy once you get the hang of it. But seriously, Dinah, I really love the way you handle a song.
Thank you, Bob. You've always had a nice voice. Why is it you don't sing more often?
I have an agreement with Crosby. There's so much jealousy at Paramount. But now that you mention it, I thought Crosby and I sang a pretty good duet in The Road to Rio.
Oh, I saw the picture, Bob, and together you two look more like a trio.
Well, our girdles didn't come back from the laundry in time. But you know, I did sing in my first picture. I sing the light stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you sing more like Jolson, sincere and realistic? Well, you know, when he sings April Showers, you can almost hear the rain.
Rain. That's the water on his knees squishing into action.
Say, Bob, what's this about you singing in your first picture?
Oh, you remember the song. It's about two sleepy people.
Oh. Say, Bob, why are they sleepy?
Well, I have my regular listeners, you know. Here we are, out of cigarettes.
Holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light.
And too much in love to say goodnight. Gee, Robert, here we are, newlyweds in our own little apartment.
Yeah, ain't it wonderful? Just 10 days ago, I carried you across that threshold.
Yeah. Robert, why are you looking so puzzled?
Think I should let you down?
First, tell me, who's Ootsie Itsy Bitsy Lovums is Ooze?
I is Ooze.
Beg pardon?
I is Ooze. I like that.
Oh,
I is Ooze.
Oh, well, Ooze is my darling. And you, Ooze, has so much talent.
Gee, I'll never forget how we met in the park. You were feeding nuts to the squirrels.
Yes, and you keep beating the squirrels to the nuts.
Yeah, when I looked at you, I forgot where I buried them.
Robert, didn't your father ever tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers?
Nah, he just left me in the woods to learn for myself.
Here we are in a cozy chair,
picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say,
and too much in love to break away.
Are you happy, Cream Puff?
Oh, yes, Colonel.
That's Cuddles. Curdles.
I'm sorry.
I must look like an Ador milkman or something. What'd you do, bring your own writer or something? Gee, honey. It's that ticker. Remember how we got engaged?
Oh, yes, I'll never forget it. You switched to Pond.
Well, I didn't want to be an old maid. And I'll never regret it, darling. Isn't marriage wonderful?
Oh, it certainly is, dear. Shall I get your pipe and slippers?
No, thanks. This time I think I'll use tobacco.
Gee, Bob, I just love our apartment. Isn't it a cozy place?
Sure is. Of course, it'll be better when we get furniture. I don't see why you won't let me buy any.
Oh, but honey, it's so much more fun going to the quiz shows.
I hate quiz show, that Ralph Edwards and his consequences.
Well, you'd have married me anyway, wouldn't you?
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Oh, isn't it heavenly?
Oh.
Ah, you missed me.
Shut up!
Sound like the UN moved in upstairs.
Oh, no, that's the couple next door. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary.
Oh.
I've given you the best cheers of my life, and what have I got to show for it?
Wrinkles, you prune face!
Drop dead!
Don't think I haven't tried!
Just a lover's quarrel.
My mother warned me about you!
Too bad you didn't warn me about your mother!
Oh, Robert, darling, promise me we'll never fight like that.
I promise, forever and ever, and Al Jolson.
Oh, when I think of the men I could have married, it makes me sick!
Wait a minute. I'll think of them, too, and get sick with you.
Oh, Robert, you know, I did your laundry for the first time today, and I'm afraid I didn't do a very good job.
Oh, honey, you did a swell job. You shouldn't feel bad because you put starch in my socks and darned up all the buttonholes in my shirt.
I've been ironing all day. How do you like the way I did your shirt?
They look swell.
That's good.
Yeah, and they look even better if you'd have washed them first. What are you squawking about? You're dressed in silk.
Yeah, but I want to change. I'm getting tired of wearing my wedding gown.
Oh, Robert. Robert, this is terrible. We've got to go over there and stop him before somebody gets hurt.
Well, it's not as liable to be me.
Come on, darling. Let's hurry. There. Here we are. Quick now. Knock on the door.
Gee, it's got awful quiet in there. Oh, hello. Where's your husband?
He's not home yet.
Please, darling, no. I do love you. I do. Oh!
Yeah, but what's that?
The radio. I'm listening to Happiness House.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light and too much in love to say good night.
Pepsodent won by 3-1. Yes, in a recent survey, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, compared new Pepsodent toothpaste with brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium over any other brand they tried. The Harry Whiteside family of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, preferred new Pepsodent on every single count. Mrs. Whiteside says,
"Indeed, we do like Pepsodent. In fact, we think Pepsodent is the best toothpaste we ever tried. It's so wonderful for cleaning breath. And even my young son, Carl, notices how much brighter it makes his teeth. We all think Pepsodent's flavor is tops, too."
And family after family agree with the Whitesides. Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1. Get it without delay.
Well, Dinah, how do you like Laguna Beach?
Isn't it a quaint little seacoast town? And by the way, Bob, thank you very much for showing me around.
Oh, don't mention it, Dinah. How about another shore dinner tonight?
Oh, thanks, Bob, but this time I'd rather have one in a restaurant.
Well, don't be silly. The clams are fresher when you dig them yourself. Don't you think?
Say, Bob, you know Laguna Beach is a famous artist retreat.
It looks more like a complete surrender.
Gosh, I love the atmosphere here. The stores are so old-fashioned.
And they have such wonderful antiques.
I know what you mean. I ordered a lamb chop at ye old Victor Hugo tea shoppy, and it came out wearing green velvet pantaloons. Yes, but it's a great town, and I like the natives here, Dinah. You know, they're such unusual types.
You ought to hear what they say about you.
That's very vague. Miss Vague, what are you doing here in Laguna?
Well, I'm with a stock company.
Well, serves them right. They should have locked the corral.
Oh, Mr. Hope, you're so clever. Tell me, did you drive down to the beach, or were you washed up with the rest of the grunion? Down here. I love to go surfboarding, Mr. Hope.
You surfboarding?
Yes.
Say, that's dangerous. Isn't it tough to stay on, Miss Vague?
Oh, no, not for me. The last time I tried it, I stayed on the surfboard for hours.
For hours?
Yes, and then when I wasn't looking, some sneak pulled it into the water. Oh, well, there's Dinah Shore.
Oh, tell me, do you two know each other, Miss Vague?
Oh, of course. She married one of my best dreams.
Miss Vague and our old friends, Bob, we have adjoining ranches in the valley.
Yes, we do. Oh, I really love ranching, Dinah. It's so romantic.
I know. But don't you think you're going a little too far, Miss Vague, branding all your cattle with your phone number?
Do you know a better way to meet a nice cowboy? Oh, say, that reminds me. Mr. Hope, did I tell you that my boyfriend Waldo lives here in Laguna?
Your boyfriend Waldo? Well, yes. What's his last name, Miss Vague?
Well, he hasn't any. His mother wanted a dog. I'm only joking, really. His name is Waldo, and oh, he's happy every time he's with me.
How do you know, Miss Vague?
Oh, I can smell it on his breath. Yeah. I was going to say, Waldo, you know, is a very talented painter.
He's a painter, and he likes the bottle, huh?
No, Mr. Hope, he doesn't like the bottle.
He doesn't?
No, now he buys it in the keg. Oh, shame on me.
Well, he must paint with three feathers instead of a brush.
Oh,
I'll take a quart. Where are you? Let me see.
To Dinah,
yes,
I want to tell you that I heard you tonight on the way down here, and I love your singing.
Ah, you're sweet.
You know, last year I was with a traveling opera company. Oh, what fun I had appearing in Rossini's great opera.
William Tell?
No, but Frank blabbed a little.
Well, look, if you like to sing, come along with us, Miss Vague. Dinah and I are going over to the Laguna Light Opera Company now and audition for parts.
Oh, I'd love to. Let's go.
The Laguna Light Opera Company. Here's the opera house.
Oh, look. Mr. Holmes. My goodness, there's someone auditioning before the impresario now.
Figaro.
Next.
Figaro!
Impresario, why do you keep shooting all the singers?
Can't help it. I'm allergic to figs.
Professor Colonna, you're the impresario?
Yes, Miss Vague, and on behalf of the entire staff, I welcome you to the Laguna Beach Dark Opera Company.
Professor, don't you mean the Laguna Beach Light Opera Company?
No, forgot to pay the electric bill. Oh, now pardon me while I continue the rehearsal. Once more, gentlemen. Hey, Oh, pardon me, Hope, while I check the score. We're playing Rigoletto.
Anything wrong?
Plenty. We're losing.
Look, I have a couple of singers with me, Professor Colonna. Let's see if you can guess who they are.
La, la.
Why, that's Dinah Shore. Couldn't be anyone but Shore.
And now another voice.
La, 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 la.
Who's that, Professor?
The same shore, but at low tide.
I want to audition for your opera company, too, Clone. I'll give you a sample of my singing.
Help me, perform me. Well,
what do you think? That was Il Trovatore.
You should have waited till he got better.
Hey, Professor, I didn't know you were conducting the Laguna Light Opera Company.
Why, this is my life. I love opera. It's in my blood. Why, when I close my eyes, I hear the Habanera from Carmen, the triumphal march from Aida, the jewel song from Faust.
What do you hear from Madame Butterfly?
Nothing, and I'm getting worried.
Well, tell me, Professor, as a great opera impresario in the works of Wagner, which do you think is more distinctive? The weaving of light motifs into the orchestral fabric, that is, the use of a few notes to characterize personages and dramatic events, or the free use of bass clarinets and English horns together with chromatic harmonies and progressions employed at unorthodox intervals?
Pardon?
I said, in the works of Wagner...
Too late. The season is over.
Oh, Professor, we're all ready to sing now. Can't we do an opera now?
Oh, very well. We'll do the Laguna version of that famous opera, William Tell.
Okay, Professor, start the music.
I am William Tell, you know.
We know.
And I am his son, the Schmo.
The Schmo.
And I'm his girl, Esma.
Esma.
I stand by with the plasma.
Plasma.
And it is mother I'm here to say. He'll get holes in his head.
Oh, I wish I were dead. Please don't shoot.
Ah, shut up.
Don't shoot. My son.
Shut up.
My bones.
My head. Shut up.
My knees, they shake.
Darling, you're standing at death's door.
Oh, but I'm game right to the core.
But if you die, it won't be such a loss.
For then we'll all have applesauce.
And now a hush falls over the audience as William Tell Colonna walks to one side of the stage and his son to the other. They put an apple on his son Bob's head. William Tell draws back his bow and...
I will now put the arrow through the apple.
Oh!
But, Professor, you shot Mr. Hope in the head.
I'm sorry, that stem on the front fooled me.
Oh, thanks, poor old Dick Davis. That's all, huh? We're a little late. I want to thank Dinah Shore for the use of her wonderful voice, and thanks to you people of Laguna Beach for turning out in behalf of your local youth center. It's people like you who are holding down the biggest job in America, the job of turning out good citizens. All over the USA today, good citizens turned out to celebrate Army Day, and I suppose you've noticed that Army Day comes during Boys Club Week. I can't say if there's an official reason for that, but I will say this. If you have a son in the Boys Club, consider yourself lucky. And if you have a son in the Army, be proud, because, mister, you have a son who belongs to the finest club in America. And that's all for tonight, except a last-minute word to the Army. Attention, next Tuesday night's guest, Lana Turner. Good night.
Next week, Lever Brothers Company, makers of Pepsodent, will bring you the Bob Hope Show with Bob's special guest, Lana Turner. Dinah Shore appeared tonight with the courtesy of the Philip Morris Show. Call for music.
This is Libby Collins, your Hollywood reporter, with good news. The new tiny diamonds of Lux are here. These diamonds were discovered during the war, but new machinery was needed to make them. Now they're ready. These tiny, sheer, delicate diamonds burst into suds in a jiffy. They're faster. Make thick, abundant, long-lasting suds. They're richer. And they keep pretty under things lovely three times as long, tests prove. So avoid harsh washing methods. Get your new Lux diamonds tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated.
Dinah Shore was born Fanny Rose Shore in 1916. Dinah grew up in Tennessee. and attended Vanderbilt University, where she graduated with a degree in sociology in 1938. She decided to move to New York, though, and try to make it as a singer. And so she did. In March 1939, she debuted on national radio in the Sunday afternoon CBS radio program Ben Burney's Orchestra. Eddie Cantor heard her and hired her to sing on his radio show, and she did for years. In the 1940s, she was also in her first movie, Thank Your Lucky Stars, with Eddie Cantor. And during that decade, she made many records, entertained the troops during the war, and ended up with her own radio show by the end of that decade. Her radio and recording career slowed in the 1950s, but her television career more than made up for it. In the early 1950s, she had her own TV show, The Dinah Shore Show, and in 1956, she began hosting a monthly hour-long Chevrolet-sponsored full-color, mind you, in 1956, variety show, which was a big hit. These ran until 1963. In the 1970s, she hosted two daytime shows, first at Dinah's Place, and then the show Dinah, with an exclamation point. She made hundreds of guest appearances on radio and TV shows over the years, just like we heard today. One bit of trivia: a house she had built in 1963 was sold to actor Leonardo DiCaprio in 2014 for almost $5.5 million. Dinah Shore died in 1994 of ovarian cancer at the age of 77. We have some feedback from one of our listeners. This is from Cubzac1215A. There's a handle for you. Anyway, this individual writes, "Hello, Mr. Host. I'm sure you've heard something already, but Bob Hope did technically get the girl twice during the Road franchise, in The Road to Utopia and in The Road to Rio, although this was done through Bob Hope hypnotizing Dorothy L'Amour. Just sticking up for the few triumphs Skeeno's Hope had over old helium hips. Have a good day." Well, thank you for your input, and you are absolutely right that Bob Hope did, in two of the Road pictures, get the girl. It's interesting, and if you guys haven't watched the Road pictures, there's The Road to Singapore, The Road to Zanzibar, The Road to Morocco, The Road to Utopia was the fourth Road picture, The Road to Rio was the fifth. And this is all referring to a comment I made in last week's show, where Fred Astaire was the guest star, about Fred Astaire was tired of losing the girl to Bing Crosby in two pictures he was in with Crosby, whereas I said Bob Hope always lost the girl. Well, in The Road to Utopia, he did end up with Dorothy L'Amour, his character did. But if you watch the end of the movie, they have a son, and there Bing Crosby comes back long lost. He had been lost in Utopia for decades, Alaska. That's where this Utopia is, in Alaska, for decades. And he comes in, meets Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, and their son, who looks just like Bing Crosby. So that's kind of interesting, an interesting twist, even though Bob Hope got the girl through a twist. And then in The Road to Rio, yes, he got Dorothy L'Amour, but he had to hypnotize her to get her. So lots of comedy thrown in there, and that's the whole purpose of the Road pictures. But I encourage you to watch those Road pictures. In fact, The Road to Rio is a movie that's in the public domain, so I think maybe I'll even find a way to post that to our website so that everybody can watch that. You can also find it on YouTube. But again, Cubzac 1215A, thank you for writing and pointing that out. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. Click on the Become a Patron button or the Donate button to support our show. However you support our show, thank you for keeping us on the air. Until we meet again, in the words of Far Side creator Gary Larson, I've always thought the word cow was funny. And cows are sort of tragic figures. Cows blur the line between tragedy and humor.